The Carmen and Yurko podcast is brought to you by Vitacost.com. Vitacost.com is a trusted brand for all your discount vitamins, supplements, health foods, and beauty products. Use promo code CARMEN15 for 15% off your entire order at Vitacost.com.
See what Carmen and Yurko are talking about on Twitch.
Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, 10 o'clock. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Jeff. JR will be back with us tomorrow. Crosstalk is brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. Summer harness racing heading down the home stretch at Hawthorne with betting action every Friday, Saturday, Danny. And Sunday night under the lights at 7. So see if you can get some winning picks from the great Jim Miller on the Odds Couple with Carmen Yurk. And thank you to Jeff Dickerson and all of our callers.
Carmen Yurk, go pop, 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 pop. What's up, fellas?
What up, boys? How's it going?
Morning, boys. How are you?
Morning.
Morning,
Eric. Victory Monday.
Victory Monday. Week two in the books.
Yes.
Finish out with the Green Bay Packers and the Lion. We had an interesting question about the tight end spot, right? Mm-hmm. We were talking about Jimmy Graham, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jimmy Graham had a good year last year, and then, like, you're looking to see him more in the red zone. You want to see more balls to Cole Kmet. I guess that's coming, right?
I don't know, I guess. They still don't inspire much confidence offense. I mean, they had 206 yards yesterday.
Boys. It's awful.
Like, I love that Fields is getting. I would assume the Fields era is officially underway. Right?
Pretty close.
I mean, right?
I don't know.
You're hoping.
I mean, I would think. And so I'm excited at the prospects of Fields. I am, but they're still 206 yards.
Long way to
go.
I
mean, like, wow.
And you got great field position off of four takeaways. One went to the end zone, but the others, you had the ball at the 8-yard line and couldn't punch it in. I was telling Hoodie this. Kevin Fishbane tweeted out the amount of plays each guy was on the field. The five guys that played 100% was your entire offensive line. They did not one guy missed a snap.
Which was nice. Nice to see.
Mooney, 89%. Robinson, 80. Montgomery, 80. But Jimmy Graham was only on the field for 22 snaps, 34%. And last week, I think it was 18.
14. Last week, he had 14 snaps last week.
So
he 14 and 22. Hey, at least he got 22. You're paying him $9 million.
Well, no red zone. There's no red zone shots, right, Yurk? That's the reason why he wasn't on the field?
Well, I assume that's where you're going to use your second tight end. That's where Jimmy Graham's going to get most of his play once you get inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah.
I anticipate. The problem is you've got a number of receivers that can't get off of anybody. Every throw is going to be a contested throw. I mean, that includes Allen Robinson. The opening play, they ran play action, and it was a two-wide receiver pattern. Both receivers were covered. You couldn't see it on the television. You know, he held the ball, and then got rid of the ball. But they were both covered. I mean, two guys that just had guys Velcroed all over them. You know, that's part of your problem. 11 can get open, and Allen Robinson in key situations found ways to get open, once for a touchdown and once for that big first down where he caught it 6 yards short of the stick and found a way to go ahead and duck the guy trying to tackle him, made it up the sideline and got himself a key first down. Well, you're going to have a lot of games the rest of the way. Every one of these is going to be a taffy pull going back and forth. This one looked like it was going to be easy, so easy that, you know, after the kickoff, I got up out of my seat in section 218, row 18, and I started heading to the exits. You know, I was going to beat traffic out, catch the game on TiVo when I got home to see what happened. Some of the most exciting stuff happened in the last 10 minutes of the damn game in the fourth quarter.
Sure did.
TiVo.
DVR.
TiVo. DVR.
I know what he's talking about. I say TiVo, too. Yeah. No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. I'll Snapchat him a picture out of a TiVo.
Yes.
Got all types of technology here, guys. You don't worry about that.
Yeah, he's got the film, man. He's got TiVo. The film room going,
that's
man.
Awesome.
TiVo Teravani should be great this year.
8mm. Nicolas Cage is going to join me today.
Oh, that's
all types of good stuff. But no. You got contested receiver. Listen, Cole Kmet hasn't established himself yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're still waiting for the Cole Kmet game. I haven't seen it. Every time he touches a defender, for one reason or another, they want to throw a flag against him. The taunting penalties were ridiculous yesterday.
All across the league.
Oh, dumb. Just
all
stupid. Point of emphasis crap. The NFL. Honest to the heavens. It's like the owners got together this year and said, let's do it again. No fun league. Let's go. No celebrations. No this, no that. They've done it again. It's stupid. It's idiotic. It's dumb.
There was a bad one in the Seattle game. It kept the drive alive for the Titans.
That was Paul Reed. He played at DePaul. The Reed guy, the cornerback, Reed.
Paul Reed was a great player for me. Thank you, Coach Lato.
Yeah, thanks.
You got to remember also, if individual players didn't go about the business trying to highlight themselves as individuals on every single play that's made, you'd also wouldn't have a crackdown on
it. So Steratore was on. We were watching the game.
That was the Titans game.
Yes, yes. They asked him about it. He said, "Guys, I understand. Yeah. I'm just telling you, I have the directive here from the league.
Terrible.
We are getting this stuff out of the game now.
But what stuff? I mean, like clapping.
It's
unbelievable. They don't want to.
What stuff?
As bad as it was, and I was upset in the moment when Tayshaun Gibson got that flag. But then when they show the replay, I'm like, geez. I mean, he's clapping over
the Robert Quinn one was a stupid penalty.
That was different. That's not taunting though. Right. That was a dumb penalty. I agree with you.
Cincinnati got the taunting penalty,
and that one was weak. To be quite honest,
JD thought that was legit.
Oh really?
Yes.
Jeez, it was like barking at him. I mean,
they're all idiotic guys. The league has become the league of idiots at times. You got to be careful.
So what's
when you become the league of idiots?
What's the deal here, York? Does everybody need to, whether you like it or not, know that? Hey, you better be careful because you don't want this to cost you, not in week two, but maybe in week 15 when it's much more important, or a flag game. Or does the league eventually, is this just an initiative early and they're going to stop in a few
players,
weeks?
I think the players have to go about the business of taunting the NFL and the officials at this point.
Taunt the officials.
You put the ball down, you do the robot. I think somebody scored last night. I saw it on Twitter and they did the robot. You just do the robot. Everybody get together and walk off like robots because that's what they want. The NFL wants faceless people, just numbers. That's all they want. They don't want individuals.
Penalty on number 96, taunting me. Yeah. 15 yards, first
taunting
down.
Taunting the ref.
Yes, exactly.
Taunting the NFL with the robotics.
What was the game?
What taunt? When you go to the end zone, you all 12, but you get together like you're taking the picture.
Is that not taunting?
I mean, in essence, why couldn't they call that taunting?
Right.
They can call anything they want taunting.
It's silly.
It's
too broad of a rule. It's silly.
Where the one player touched the official and they ejected him. Was that the Tennessee game?
Maybe it was the Cowboys-Chargers.
It was one of the late games.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we had contact with an official, 15 yards, and number blah, blah, blah has been disqualified.
You're not supposed to touch an official. That is an absolute no-no.
Well, all this extra time that we have, whether it's timeouts or the taunting penalties, all this leads to you being able to gamble more. No. More time on your phone. You notice, remember the 3 o'clock game, the old-fashioned 3 o'clock game, the AFC, you put on 3 o'clock game. That game's now 3:25 for a reason.
3:25.
More time for you to get on your phone and gamble.
Get your
and more
in.
Commercials to get in.
Yes. But with the idle time, what are you doing?
When the noon games are wrapping up and you're like, oh, man, I got to chase now. Let's see. Oh, the 3:25
That's
kick?
Right.
Let's go.
When I hear them doing the read...
And so-and-so, points better, whoever it was, the official gambling partner, betting partner of the National Football League. I'm like,
hypocritical.
Wow, are they hypocrites.
Chase.
Oh, did you guys hear the call of the Vikings kick to try and win the game?
Oh, Paul Allen's call? I did not.
Oh, bad.
Let's hear. Do we have it?
Oh, my. Take a listen.
High snap. Put down. Joseph. Come on. It is gone. No, he missed
it. That's no good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens. Oh, my. He missed it right. What a gut punch to a team, Paul, that play after play, toward the end, fought its way back. Oh, missed it by like a foot. And just, oh, my God.
Are the Vikings ever going to find a kicker? How about Paul Allen?
It's good!
And Bursage is like,
oh
no, it's
God,
not.
What a gut punch. Paul Allen gut punched every fan out there.
He pulled the Chip Carey there.
If you're listening to the radio call, he blew the call.
I mean, really, Viking Scott had to be pissed.
A gut punch. You kicked every dude watching that game right in the nads.
Right in the nads.
In Chicago.
It's good! Yeah. Oh,
high snap. Put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it.
Good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
Chicago Bursage.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
Yeah, Chicago Bursage is like, no, he missed it.
Yeah, Pete knew. He's like, no, that's a wide right,
hey,
Paul.
Buddy missed it, okay?
It's good! Oh, normal voice. Oh, no,
Zimmer's face is just like... It's been how many years that they've been looking for
a kicker?
They've
drafted kickers. They remember they gave up a fifth-round pick
I remember.
For the guy from the Ravens.
Oh.
They cut him 4 weeks later.
Vivek Ranadive? Or no, that's the owner of the Kings. What is his name?
Which one of the Andersons did they have? They had Gary Anderson up there, I think.
They did.
That was perfect all season long.
That's right.
Had to make the key kick. Perfect all season long. Key kick came in the playoffs, missed it.
Against Atlanta.
There
against
you go.
Atlanta. It's
but
it's
exceptional.
The Vikings.
All year he was exceptional.
Yes.
Who was the guy? He was a punter and kicker. They traded a fifth-round pick from the Ravens.
His name was like Rona
Rona Barrett.
Rona Barrett. Yeah,
I think
go.
That's what it is.
It was like
Samir not going to work here.
It was a big story a couple of years ago.
Oh, the Ravens, the backup Ravens
the backup kicker. That they, like idiots, they traded
that we were all clamoring for the Bears to
come. No, not all of us. Don't say all. Because I guarantee you there was one show on this radio station named Carmen and Yurka that told you, are you out of your freaking mind?
Fifth-round pick, and they released him a month later. Not even.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, less than.
You're trading for kickers. That'd be fine. Kickers. They're kickers.
Yeah, I get it.
But if you find a good
one. Like Yurko said, there's no, you find the one. The one that can make the kicks makes them. You
That's
pay
it.
Him for a couple years, and then you send him on his merry way.
Tell him the good
and thing. Then you find the next
right.
kicker.
Tell him sayonara.
Unless you get the good. Elite one.
Good 585.
Old Justin Tucker. Good old Kari Vedvik, boys.
Kari Vedvik. There
your
you go.
Your kicker, your punter, and your long snapper should make one price, the NFL minimum.
That's it.
For whatever year they're.
When it's time for a raise, goodbye.
Time to go. Find another one.
Yurk, pull that file on Vedvik. What do we know about him?
Vedvik?
Yes.
I don't have a file on Vedvik.
He's kicking for the Scottish Claymores or whatever.
Grew up in the Ajax system.
Yeah.
Yeah, grew up in the Ajax system. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know about Vedvik.
He's over kicking in Denmark somewhere. I don't know.
How about turnovers, though, huh? The Bears had some turnovers yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey, interception. Hey, a cornerback made an interception. How about that?
Yeah, it was a nice one.
Yeah.
Did you see Zach Taylor after the game? They asked him about that play. He said, we knew coming in, Jalen Johnson is a great football
good.
Player.
I don't know about great yet, but all right, I'll take it.
He's not a great
not much of a
player.
Challenge. He's in zone coverage looking at the quarterback the whole time. And saw him plant a throw and stopped. I mean, he knew the ball was coming, but you had a D lineman with an interception, you had a linebacker with an interception,
Roquan's
and you had the cornerback with an interception.
Yeah, and that Akeem Hicks collapsing the
beautiful.
Pocket all day.
That was like vintage Akeem.
And Sean Desai, Alex Brown, and Lance diagrammed it. Desai putting Mac and Quinn on the same side.
I liked it.
Mac occupies two guys, and a back was coming to chip to help.
I liked it.
And Quinn loops around and walk right in.
I like that little wrinkle. That we. And
I mean, that's your basic TE stunt.
That's right, exactly right.
Ah, yes.
Been running. Even Wally Chambers used to run that stunt.
Good old Wally Chambers.
What number?
Believe it or not. The great Walter Chambers.
I don't know.
Isn't he number 90?
I don't know. That may be right.
Wally Chambers is number 60, I think.
There you go.
Close. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that little. I like that maneuver though, and you saw that a little bit. I don't know what the final count was of the two on the same side of the line like that, but that was a noticeable little tweak, and I thought it worked nicely.
When does Nagy speak? Did he talk already
today?
Well, now that they've won, he'll probably speak all week.
No, he doesn't speak Wednesday
during this show, right? Will he be on?
I think he'll be on at some point today. Does Nagy speak this afternoon? Or this morning?
It's not during this show?
I don't know.
I was just wondering. I want to know what he has to say about Dalton's injury.
Well, like, I mean,
what do we know?
Dalton's injury. I mean, you know.
He's going to lose.
Andy was ready to play.
He's going to lose his job because
of
injury. Yeah.
Take the day.
Yeah. Take the
and
day.
And the rest of the year.
We're going to take the day. Like, take the
Andy,
year.
Andy, listen, take the day. Get better. And like, Andy's in there today. He's like, all right, I'm good though, right? I'm good to go. Meh.
Why don't you take a couple weeks?
Take a few weeks, pal.
Why don't you take a couple of months? Matter of fact, take the year.
I mean, what was the charade of even starting him then? Because you made some sort of promise.
And what are we doing?
It's so Bears.
So it's so stupid.
It's so Bears.
He will miss multiple weeks.
I would think the Andy Dalton era is
but
over.
But, Yurk, how do you hold your tongue and say, no, I'm actually fine? You know?
It's going to be like, no, I'm good.
Actually, I'm good.
Well, remember the scene in Any Given Sunday? When Cameron Diaz tells the team doctor he can play, he can't. You just slow him down.
Very much it. That's it.
That's it.
And Nagy speaking now, by the way. So
that's why I'm
waiting. We'll get an update.
Maybe we'll know, like on this show, right?
Are we monitoring for an update on? Oh, he didn't start. He's about to speak, I guess. Danny,
guys, okay. I'm not worried about Andy Dalton as much as I am about Goldman.
Yeah, no Eddie Coleman again. We'll talk about
it. Well, I just want to figure out what the hell's going on. If the kid doesn't want to play, put him on the physically unable to perform and cut your ties with him, you know?
He does want to play, doesn't he?
That's the problem. I'm trying to figure out whether he does want to play or he doesn't want to play. I think he wants to get paid. I don't know if he wants to play. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Well, you got to play. You got to pay. You got to pay Roquan and Akeem first.
I don't know about Akeem.
He's already under contract.
Yeah, Akeem's under contract. And
well,
he's
all, I'm just saying he'd like to get extended. Paid out for the year.
He's already extended.
Yeah. Listen, Eddie Goldman has a contract, guys. Yeah. I just worry about him actually wanting to play an NFL game.
I know what Yurko's saying. He's fine cashing the check right now. He just doesn't want to get on the field.
Spent a year off because of COVID. He avoided it.
And then he gets hurt on the Monday before the opener?
Got hurt on Labor Day.
Okay.
What?
You know,
Labor Day, he got hurt. Monday.
When, as JD said, they didn't even really practice?
No.
Like, how do you get hurt?
Mm. How serious do you think Tua is? Because they carted him off, and he was holding his ribs. Took him off on a cart.
That little guy takes a beating.
Yeah.
He takes a beating.
And then Carson Wentz injured again.
Carson Wentz got hurt again. Big shock.
Deshaun Watson right back in the mix.
Tyrod Taylor,
poor kid. I mean, he can't catch a break right now.
Kick us out, Yerk.
Time to go, boys.
See you guys. All right, see you
tomorrow. See you, Yerk. Carm, have a great day, buddy. And Hoodie, I will see you at 7 a.m., my friend.
God willing, and the creek don't rise.
There you go. He is Jonathan Hood. I'm Cap. Carm and Yerk are next. Don't forget about the big day to go to Vegas. Vegas, baby! We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, guys, it's Carmen with my friends at VitaCost. VitaCost.com, that's the place to be, trusted by millions of customers for over 25 years. VitaCost.com has the largest assortment of natural vitamins, herbal supplements, organic foods, eco-friendly essentials, and more. This is truly a one-stop shop. Whatever it is you're looking for to live a healthy lifestyle, to eat well, to eat properly, to make sure you're maintaining a wonderful regimen. They've got collagen peptides. Take those every single morning. Protein powders for post-workout. Fish oils that I use daily. Whatever kind of supplements you're into, whatever kind of organic food you're into, VitaCost.com's got it. It's a very healthy hub where you can shop, save, and learn with their educational resources and recipes. They got a blog. They'll show you how to cook healthy stuff. And you can buy it all right there at VitaCost.com. Delivery is fast and reliable. You get free shipping on anything over $49. And the best part is right now they're giving you 15% off just by using the promo code Carmen15 when you check out. So load up your cart. When you're going to check out, make sure you enter the code Carmen15. They will knock 15% off your final bill. VitaCost.com. I'm telling you, one-stop shopping. You're going to love it. So see for yourself. And don't forget to use that code so you save 15%.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Hey, it's a Victory Monday brought to you by our Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers. Bears hold on to beat the Bengals, but they won and they covered. As we guessed that they would. I don't bet the Bears often, I got to be honest. And most of the time I'm on the wrong side, but not yesterday. It felt good for them to hold on and win that one, even though it wasn't pretty. But we got to see Justin Fields. I mean, that's the story going forward. I doubt the Bears say anything official today because, look, it's Monday. They don't have to. We know they like to play games. I'm sure they want to make Kevin Stefanski stay up all night wondering, oh, who are we going to have to game plan for? Is it Andy Dalton or is it Justin Fields? They're going to keep him up all week trying to figure it out. But I don't expect any sort of definitive update, but it kind of felt yesterday like the Andy Dalton era already ended. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but the original reports were, you know, he's telling them he can go back into the game, and they're like, take the day. Don't worry about it. I don't know why the charade. I really don't, Yurko. I mean, what was the point of all this? Starting him in week one? Well, it makes no sense.
Right.
But.
I mean, now assess how Fields played yesterday.
Pass, fail.
Did he pass or fail?
He did have his receivers drop two passes, including a touchdown.
Okay. I agree with you. Mooney dropped a touchdown pass.
No, Robinson dropped the touchdown.
Robinson.
Yeah.
He was covered like a blanket there.
Yeah, that ball hit him.
He was also being interfered with. Why they don't call interference with the guy had his right arm locked up. He couldn't close his arms if he wanted to.
Mm.
Contested ball, tough. If you want to call that a drop, you feel free. I know Allen Robinson said he dropped it. You know,
Mooney
himself,
definitely had a
the
drop.
Receiver, yeah. Said that he dropped it. So, you know, I just looked at the play with my expertise knowledge on the game of football. And I've assessed it the way I want to assess it. But the Mooney drop on that little flag route, that was a bad drop. That was right in his hands. Yeah. There's no gray area. That ball hit you right in the hands. You've got to come down with that catch. That's right. But, you know, make or break doesn't usually apply just on two plays, Carm. Let's take a look at it all in its wholeness.
Like, to me, the offense still fails. Is that Fields fails?
I think you're right. I think
the offense fails.
I think Stefanski has got the game plan, whoever the quarterback is, for this offense, and this is not a dangerous offense.
Right now. It just isn't.
Just not. It isn't a dangerous offense. It's a plodding offense.
Yes.
Matter of fact, for most of that game, I watched plodding offenses go at it. And it was, you know, it was a hot day yesterday, too. Fortunately, I was in the shade for the whole game in Section 218, Row 18. Way up there in the southeast corner, so that sun never touched us. Had a perfect view of the game and a perfect view of what was going on.
Nice.
Stefanski does not have to worry about anything with this offense. This offense is going to plod along. It may not score as many points as it did last year on a per-game average basis. It was good to see the defense stepped up, and then they looked like the Keystone Cops on the touchdown to Jamar Chase.
Oof.
I mean, what the hell are you guys doing back there?
I don't know. I mean, Eddie Jackson, again, just when you think, hey, Eddie's back, and, you know, he forced a fumble, and he made a great play in the hole on a third and short, and it's like, oh, my God. And then what's he doing?
He doesn't want to hit, but he'll hit his own guy.
He doesn't want to hit.
You got to open your eyes. Your eyes have to be open when you play the game of football, so that'd be a good thing. This is my point to you, Carm. I give the offense a passing grade. I give Fields a passing grade.
Barely.
But when I give you that passing grade, it's the D area, the D-plus area.
Oh, yes, it is.
That's where it is, okay? There's going to be a lot better out of Justin Fields, okay? A lot better. And you talk about rookie quarterbacks, and what do rookie quarterbacks do that are wrong sometimes? You're on the six-yard line, and what does he do?
He claps
for the snap, anticipates the snap coming, starts rocking back. He did that twice.
He did it twice.
So when Matt Nagy talks about the inexperience of young quarterbacks and what that happens, there you have. That is telltale for you on what inexperience does for you. You can't anticipate the snap. You've got to wait for the snap. Once you get the snap, then you can go ahead and do whatever it is you're going to need to do.
Yeah, you got to get that cleaned up.
And because of the offensive line being so poor, it's unfair to judge him on whether he's got pocket awareness or not. Because he seems to be under duress all the time, and he's got to move. And the best thing he does right now is get out and run. That third down and nine,
awesome.
He found a way to get a first down, continue on. They could kneel after that, nice four-minute drill, and they had to. It was 2017 at the time, for heaven's sake. But the defense played well. The defense scored. They forced turnovers. What were they, plus three in the turnover margin?
They were plus three. They had four takeaways, this team, in the second half.
Plus three, Carm.
And they barely held on to win, which is scary.
And you won by 3 points.
But they were a plus three. It's hard to lose in the NFL being a plus three. They did hold on to win, and that's why I still don't like this offense. I'm excited that Fields, I think, is going to play from here on out.
Right.
I want to see him play. I want to see him get better. I want to see if he's everything we hope, if he can, you know, go through the growing pains now and become a better quarterback by the end of the season. It's not going to be perfect. Even guys in their second year, like Justin Herbert threw a bad red zone interception yesterday, and we all love Justin Herbert. You know, like Joe Burrow threw a couple, and I think there's plenty of optimism surrounding Joe Burrow, and rightfully so. He threw a couple of bad interceptions yesterday, one really bad one. And, you know, so like this thing is not all, it's not easy. He's not going to roll out of bed and be great. He's going to make mistakes, but I want to see him play.
Did you go back and look at the Burrow interception that returned for a touchdown?
Yes, the Roquan one.
The Roquan one. Did you see what 22 was doing on the side?
R22, Kendall Vildor?
Vildor. So he crashed down on the slot receiver. He abandoned his receiver. He crashed down. The safety rotated over, Gibson, I believe, and he was going to cover the outside receiver going long. Okay, running a nine route down the side. So they were trying to jump the slot, hoping that they were going to go for the slot.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, you know, they felt like the ball was going to go on that specific down. So Vildor leaves the outside receiver, jumps the slot receiver, and then that's where I think the initial read was. And then Roquan got some width. And then when that receiver was taken away by Vildor, I don't think he had the confidence to go long to the thing. It would have had to have been a nice throw on a line to the sideline at about 12 yards. I don't think he had the confidence. So his second read for him was the guy that Roquan was coming up underneath.
He never saw him.
And he thought he was going to get it. He didn't see him because he was looking outside. He didn't anticipate Roquan being that wide. So it was a little bit of a gambling defense that the Bears played on that. And the slot guy was covered, so he went to his second guy, and that the width of Roquan ended up getting it, the interception, returned it all the way for a touchdown, which was beautiful. It's nice. Great. Beautiful. Pressure on the quarterback. Beautiful. But you got to be able to get consistent. You have to be able to get consistent pressure on the quarterback throughout the game, and that's what we'll be striving for. 1-1, this team's going to grind. It's going to grind all year for its victories. It'll do the same thing it did last year, Carmen. Beat the team it's supposed to beat, and then hopefully they can get one or two that nobody expects.
They're going
to
go back and forth to, you know, home game that's very winnable to road game that is tough. I mean, seriously, right. Look at the schedule. They're a 7.5-point underdog in week three. They're going to come home next week. They'll be a 7-point favorite at home against the bad Lions team. They're going to go on the road and play Vegas. That looks like it might be even tougher than we thought. I mean, Derek Carr has nearly 900 passing yards in the first 2 weeks of the season. He leads the NFL. That offense has looked explosive. They were in a brutal scheduling spot. Brutal in week two. And they won outright in Pittsburgh. By the way, Ben Roethlisberger, I'm saying it. Ben Roethlisberger is toast. And I mean, it is burnt to a crisp, folks. Good luck to you. There's nothing left.
It's toast the way Jim Nance likes to consume it.
It is absolute. He is absolute toast. But we saw that coming in the second half of last season, so I don't think anybody should be surprised by that. But that's
Is Jameis toast?
No, that's not even here nor there. I mean, how can you compare the two? Ben Roethlisberger is a Hall of Famer. Who's 40, who's done. There's nothing left in Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, I'm talking about play. I'm talking about specific.
I'm not talking about like a play-by-play basis. He can't move. We saw this last year. We saw it the way they collapsed down the stretch last year. He's done. There's nothing left in his body. He can't give anything else. He's not Tom Brady.
He's my fantasy league quarterback in three of my leagues. All three of them.
You better start looking for backup.
Quit giving me the bad news, will you? I've had enough.
You better start looking for a backup.
I'm going to take that information. I'm going to do some homework tonight and tomorrow. I will give you some quarterbacks to turn
to. Listen, I got Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo scoring some points, guys.
Yeah, I mean, Garoppolo's been okay. I mean, there's nothing flashy there, but he's been okay.
Yeah, all he does is win.
You know, all he does is win. That's
the craziest thing in the world. But is win.
That's not always great for fantasy, though, because like he didn't have a great fantasy day yesterday.
He's Kyle Shanahan's lucky rabbit.
Oh, my God.
Rabbit's foot.
Like they keep winning every time he's in there.
You should cut off his big toe and just put it permanently on his keychain.
By the way, speaking of Vegas, you're going to be able to qualify for that wonderful trip, courtesy of White Claw with Waddle and Sylvie. Yeah, 45 past the hour, 10:45 and 11:45. If you're listening, you will have a chance to qualify for that free trip to Vegas to see the beloved. So make sure you're with us for that. 312-332-3776. Is the Andy Dalton era already over? It would appear that way. Are you excited about Fields? But really, big picture stuff, this offense still, like Yurko said, it's just a grind watching them try to get the ball down the field. It's like, let's matriculate the ball down the field slowly but surely.
Bad offenses on the field yesterday.
I think the Bengals have a chance to be at least somewhat explosive and fine.
Right.
But yeah,
they were bad. Watching that football, I go, God. Yeah. It's like Big Ten football with Woody Hayes.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was awful.
312-332-3776. Talk Bears with us. We'll be right back. Hey, guys, it's Carmen. I love a good sandwich. Good breakfast sandwich. That's good. Good cheeseburger. Love it. One of the best I've had is from inside a gas station, and I know you're thinking that can't be, but oh, it be. Gas station burgers? Yes, very good. Got to hit up the Pride stores. They got burgers, salads, sandwiches, all using fresh, locally sourced products. Pride Stores created three restaurant concepts. So they got Urban Counter. Love those burgers there. Great sandwiches, like I said, salads, everything. Taco Urbano, and then Pride Cafe. So you got three to choose from. When you're driving by a Pride store and you see one of those restaurants attached, duck in, grab something. Fuel up, baby, in your car and in your body. Amazing food can be made anywhere. That was their goal. They're out to prove it, and they do it each and every day. Pride Stores is not your typical convenience store. Check out one of their 15 Chicagoland locations today.
It's Carmen and Yurko. Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
First down and 20 after the penalty, back to the 49 of Chicago. Bengals rush four. Dalton under pressure, has to scramble. Dalton tucks and runs. Says Justin Fields, I'm also able to motor a little bit up the sideline. He picks up 14.
Oh, wow.
And he may have of tweaked his ankle a little bit. Look at the hop. A little hop at the end as he gets to the sideline, and Justin Fields is now in the ballgame and Dalton limping on the Bears' sideline.
There, that was the play. Andy Dalton had a couple of nice scrambles for first downs in the first half. Then he got hurt on that one. It looked like a left foot or ankle injury originally, but in fact a knee injury. The Bears, of course, as we speculated, not really providing much detail in their update today. They're saying, though, that it is not an ACL, right, Merck? That's what they said? No ACL injury, but that further tests are needed to determine?
Working through all of his results, we'll know a little more on him tonight. There is no ACL tear. Will not reveal any direction who starts in Cleveland, no matter
of course
what,
not.
As for right now.
Yes, of course not. And then they don't have to talk tomorrow, and then the head coach doesn't talk on Wednesday. So they can just kind of keep pushing it back and back. They'll have to release an injury report as we go on here through the course of the week. But if we're betting men, and we are, aren't we betting that Justin Fields is the starter in Cleveland this weekend? That feel like a safe bet, everybody?
I think it's a safe bet. And I think he's the quarterback that's more likely to maybe pull out a victory in a very tough situation. He'll be running for his life. That's what's going to be happening this weekend. He'll be running for his life.
Jeez, I mean, you paint such a rosy picture.
They're coming after him, kid. Cleveland's no joke.
No, I know.
Yeah,
and
coming after.
I'll tell you, their offense is good, man. I'm not a huge Baker guy, but that line is good. The way they run the ball,
yeah, they've got one of the best offensive lines in the league.
That's the difference. Yurko's that line,
right. Their defense might be better than their offense.
Yeah, Miles Garrett is
and Clowney now on
Clowney
the other side.
Too, as, I know, yeah.
Like asking him to, you know, just be a secondary pass rusher is like his lot in life.
Right.
Like now he can excel.
Primary, right?
Yes.
He's complimentary. He will supplement you. Okay, you may not be getting all your vitamin D, but he can supplement that. You know what I'm saying?
Your vitamin J, Jadavian, he's coming. Get all your vitamin C. Yeah, he's they're good. I mean,
that sounded filthy. Kind of.
That did sound a little filthy. I'm sorry. They are good. The Bears are a 7.5-point underdog for a reason. It'll be a tough test. They were down early, but and Baker got knocked out for a minute, right? Look, I get a hip injury or something in that game, but he came back. He was fine. Yeah, I'm not the biggest like Baker Mayfield fan. I think that's a tough one for them to decide how to pay him. That's one of those ones that it sort of feels like they have to, but they could really regret it in a couple of years. I don't know. Maybe I'm too harsh on Baker, but they're good regardless. The Bears have a tough test this weekend.
Yeah, it'll be tough.
And their line is very
good.
Listen,
guys, happy the Bears won. Happy the Bears won this week. 23, it looked dominant. Got a little closer for comfort, you know, didn't like the way it ended exactly. But you found a way to go ahead and win a football game. You're 1-1. Winning football games is not easy in the NFL. Ask those teams that are out there that are 0-2 right now. The Indianapolis Colts, 0-2, right?
Yes, they are.
Jacob Eason finishing a game for you.
Yes.
How effective exactly is Carson Wentz? You went and traded for him.
Don't know.
You know, so they've got their own issues down in Indianapolis, but I thought Indianapolis was going to the Super Bowl. 15 games to figure it out. And remember the old stats since 1990. You start 0-2, you got a 12% chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah, but isn't that
1-1, you've got a 43% chance of making the playoffs.
Yurko's 100% right. I mean, that is the stat. Since 1990, it's a 12.5% chance to make it. But now with the new extra playoff team and with the extra week, the extra game, like some of that. How much does it matter anymore? And I guess it still does a little bit.
I think over historic numbers, even if you tweak them up and say you go to 15% and you go to 48%, so go ahead and tweak them, it's still a substantial difference between being 0-2 and 1-1.
In 1-1, yeah.
Yes.
Did I hear this correctly yesterday? I was surprised there was not a single 0-2 team last year that made the playoffs, even with the added playoffs. I think I heard that. I'm watching one of the games yesterday.
Yeah,
that none of them made
it. I was in a vehicular on the way home from the Bears game.
I think I heard that.
Get a chance to see the afternoon contest, Connor.
Here are the 0-2 teams. Giants, they stink anyway. They're not going anywhere, right?
They're bad.
Jets, no. Colts, maybe. I don't know, but now you've got quarterback issues. I mean, they hung tough in that game yesterday.
That division still feels winnable, though.
It feels very winnable. So. That's a good point. It feels extremely winnable. The Vikings, do we think the I don't think the Bears division is as winnable as regardless of how poorly Green Bay played in week 1. I don't know what that was last week, but let's see how they look tonight.
Well,
I think
I'm going to go scout the Green Bay Packers tonight.
Yeah,
after the
going.
Show, I'm taking a drive up to Lambeau Field. Going to work some of the suites, shake some hands, and kiss some babies. And I'll be able to get a bird's eye view on what the Packers are doing up there.
Yeah, Vikings, maybe. Jags, no chance. Falcons,
no chance.
Forget it. My Falcons dream is... I mean, they got within three. They got within three going into the fourth quarter. And they got blown out. Like, when the score was done, if you didn't watch a single second, you went, boy, they lost 48-25. It was a three-point game when the fourth quarter started, Yerk. And then another beautiful Tom Brady drive and it was capped off with, I think that was a Godwin touchdown, that allowed them to stretch their legs a little. And then Matt Ryan throws not one but two pick sixes. Not one but two. So, you know, you can forget about... Oof.
That'll do it. What about a little Tony Pollard?
Yeah, what did I say last week?
About Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, listen, Carm, it worked out perfectly for you. That's why I brought out. I bring up Tony Pollard and what he can do.
I said it last week. Does anybody really? I mean, is there a Cowboy fan or just anybody that watches football that goes, boy, there's a pretty big drop off when Tony Pollard comes in? If anything, you're probably like, they should give Tony Pollard the ball more. I mean, like, it's why you don't draft and pay running back. It's why you don't draft running backs in the first round unless you're picking in the last three or four picks. Because I can understand wanting the fifth year. It's why you don't pay running backs. It's just,
to your point, though, how about the Chiefs and how good they feel about Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Yikes.
They got a lot of praise for because of what you just said. They had the 32nd pick that year.
Right.
So they snagged him.
Yeah.
They thought they made sense. Last night, they just try and put themselves in field goal position, and he
fumbled.
The softest of soft in terms of having the ball punched out of his arms.
Fumble Ruski. All right, it's time for Vegas qualifier, baby. Here we go. Vegas, baby, Vegas.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Viva!
Yeah, caller 10, you're going to be in. And then you got to listen to Waddle and Sylvie later today because when they announce a name, you got 10 minutes to call and you could win the trip. Waddle and Sylvie with White Claw in Vegas for a football weekend. So make sure you're listening all day today, 45 past the hour. You're going to have a chance to qualify. I guess White Claw and Lou Malnati's is throwing in some stuff, too, just for the people that, you know, for the one winner that we do. You know, one person's going to win, but everybody that qualifies will still get some stuff from Lou Mal's and from White Claw. So make sure you're listening. You're going to stay at the Circa Resort and Casino. Waddle and Sylvie will broadcast live. You'll go to the game on Sunday, and it's all presented by IDOT's Life or Death Illinois.com. So caller 10, you're in. 312-332-3776. There is one running back that you got to love so much, even though, again, yeah, I wouldn't pay any of them. But I'll tell you, there was one, as we go around the NFL a little bit, there was one game yesterday that you could look at the final stat line and say, this is a game directly out of, like, the early 1980s, and the running back put the team on his back. We'll talk about that. Other Bears stuff, Fields, Dalton Fields, if you think it's Justin Fields from here on out. We'll be right back. This hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College football returns to Wrigley for the first time since 2010. Join the Cats when they host Purdue November 20th. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
If you miss something, the podcast is out there. The all-new ESPN Chicago app is here. Get it now. Get it in the App Store and Google Play.
Hey, this is 80s, you know. Watching the Titans yesterday, you go, how can a team score 33 points and win when the quarterback doesn't throw a touchdown pass? Derrick Henry, like... He's old school. He is, that's just the best way to describe him, right? He's old school. You give him the ball 30 times. 30, what did he do, like 35 carries or something?
I'd say he's old school.
He's old school, Yerk. Like, here's 35 carries. Go smash everybody in the face. He's like, oh, okay, I'll score three touchdowns, and I'll keep running the ball, getting us in field goal range in overtime. I'm dead to rights in the backfield. I'll get 3 yards. It's like, he's old school, man. I mean, he really is. I'd rather be wrong, though, on him than, like, get him in a fantasy. Like, next year, if I have the chance to draft him in fantasy, there's no way. This is it. This is the last year. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But there's, like, at some point, the 350-yard carry seasons are going to take a toll, right? I mean, you can't.
He's built differently,
he's a different cat.
It's
there's
interesting.
No doubt.
because I went and I looked up Earl Campbell. Earl Campbell had a very short career, and he had about 1,070 carries, and then his career went down the tubes.
Yeah.
He had a fantastic year, 370, was averaging 5.2 yards a rush, scored a ton of touchdowns. Everything was great, and all of a sudden, whether it was injury or wear and tear, it was just
done.
His career fell off the shelf. Walter Payton had 300-plus rushes, and then receptions also, which put him up into the 350 range touches.
Yeah.
Probably about 8-9 times in his career. Even later in his career, in 84 and 85, he started in 75.
Wow.
So, like, he is the guy that you'd look at and say, well, he kind of breaks the mold.
Right.
If you think a running back's going to get, you know, worn down because he's got over 350 touches per season, that all of a sudden he's going to fall off the face of the earth.
Yep.
He's the guy that says, no, it's not going to happen. Eddie George will tell you that's exactly what ends up happening.
Eddie George, that's another good call. By the way, Joe Aurora. Aurora, I think is how you say it?
Aroha.
Aroha, I'm sorry. Aroha. From Elmwood Park is our Vegas qualifier. We'll have another one at 11:45 and be listening later to Waddle and Sylvie. He led the league in carries in 19, guys, with 303. He led the league in carries last year. This is not even the catches. He doesn't catch it a ton, but still. He led the league in carries last year with 378. He's got 52 already this year. He had 35 carries yesterday.
Well, it... The weird thing was the Titans had to come back to win that one.
Yeah.
And they did so very, you know...
unorthodox?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. That's exactly what I was trying to get to. Like, it was unorthodox.
The fashion that they were doing it because they were just feeding Henry the ball. But that's their best way, their best path to victory. So it was a smart move by Vrabel there. But, Carm, I wonder if, to Yurko's point about Peyton, you know, having longevity... Henry, I wonder if, first of all, he's only 27, so I think he's still got two or three good years left.
He's used lightly early in his career.
He was used lightly, that's true.
And, like, it's not like running backs are carrying the ball in practice the way they once. They don't get touched in practice.
They don't get hit. That's
you know what I'm saying? So I wonder if the longevity might be there for somebody who's, like Merkin said, built a little different.
Yeah, that could be.
By the way, if you want to see something sad, look at what Earl Campbell. I mean, he can't move now.
It's sad. Yeah. I know his body is completely broken down. The Seahawks had a chance. Yeah, I mean, to go, they were going for it on fourth down. Like they, I don't want to say they would have totally iced the game. There's still about 4 minutes left, but you know, they had the touchdown lead. They had the ball on about their 40. They were going for it on fourth and one. They're at home, and they jump like. That stuff can't happen, right? And then they had a punt, Yurko, and went from fourth and one to fourth and six, and they're like, all right, now we do have to punt. And then the Titans tied it. It's like, and I'm so happy to see more and more coaches not wanting to give the ball to offenses because it's just easier to score in this league. All the rules and everything else make it easier to score. And I think coaches have learned, like, the best way for us to end this game is not to punt. Not conventional wisdom. Oh, it's fourth down. We got a punt. It's fourth and short. We got a punt. They were in their own territory. They were going for it. John Harbaugh, although I don't think it was much of a decision yesterday. I mean, no, people are singing the praises of John Harbaugh. I mean, come on. Had he punted the ball back, I told Merkin in the office in the IDOT bullpen this morning, I said, they would, if he punted the ball with a minute left to Mahomes and they lost, they would have had to stop him before he got to the locker room and say, John, thanks for everything. Thanks for the Super Bowl. You're fired.
Yeah.
You would have had to fire him. You would have had to fire him on the spot.
It's the same thing if you give the ball back to Tom Brady.
I mean, so you can't really praise John Harbaugh. I mean, like, you had to go for it on fourth down. They did, and they won.
It's funny because, like you said, Carm, everybody on Twitter was, like, tweeting out, like multiple GIFs with guys, like, with big balls.
I mean,
like,
come on,
John Harbaugh. But the truth is, we haven't come far enough in terms of analytics because that should be a no-duh.
You think?
If you don't do it. It's on you, man.
You literally would have had to fire him before he got to the shower. You would have to say, John, you got to go pack your office. It's time to go now.
It also depends on how great your defense is. You know, sometimes if you got the best defense in the league, yeah, you can do what you want. You can go against conventional wisdom. You can go against sabermetrics. You can go against everything if your defense is fantastic. If your defense is average, I wouldn't rely on an average defense. I'd take my chances on fourth and one 10 times out of 10.
I see what you're saying. If you don't have one of those elite defenses,
yeah,
for sure.
I mean, not like a top five.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the top defense.
Yep. I hear you. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch. Watch us live and join the chat. It's sponsored all this week by Pinehurst Resort. Yurko's got that permanent residency there. We'll be back in 2 minutes.